4 is that LK mobile?
I'm not sure yet, Shane. You headed for home?
Didn't know who it was. I had the radio turned up, and I heard the, well, the commercial radio. And I heard something on this radio and thought, well, I don't know who that was, but I'll throw my call out there. Good evening, Tom.
No, keep getting this thing. Let me turn that HF down. Atmospheric noise. Just finish setting up your PC. I don't know what I should do on that. Back up your files with OneDrive cloud storage. Enhance your web browsing experience. Achieve more with Microsoft 365, yeah, if you don't pay for it. Back up your phone to PC. Sign in quickly with Windows Hello. I think I will choose Remind Me Later.
That sounds like a good option. I'm not the person to help you with all that.
Oh, I don't know either. Then something else just come up here. But, we'll get by somehow. I just got down here, just got out of the shower and got squared away. Bernice is upstairs yet getting her shower. I was hoping I might hear you on the way home. Oh, we had a busy day there. This afternoon I went out and mulched some leaves and got bounced around on the lawnmower, gathered eggs, filled the feeders up on the chickens. So we'll have to do it in the rain tomorrow. They say it's going to be heavy rain in the morning. And Bernice got a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning, of course. There's a conflict there with a delivery I got coming, but you'll just have to wait because she's more important. But then we went out and spread some peat moss on the grass that we planted in the dead spots out front that didn't take. And so it's been pretty busy.
That sounds like you got a lot done today. So that's good. I bet you're pretty worn out. Those lawnmowers can beat you to death if you're not careful. And also, speaking of doctor's appointments, that's good, real good news about Bernice getting moved up to December on the, what is it, the hip replacement.
Funny noise over there. I think it must be the dehumidifier. I'll have to go over there and check that in a little bit. Yeah, we're thrilled to death. Well, I don't have a calendar in front of me now, but it's a lot sooner than it was. January 27th was a long ways off. She got all of her tests done and the vascular ultrasound and all of that. She's going to see the heart doctor tomorrow, but she's been approved for getting on the waiting list. And I kind of, been checking now and then with them. And boy, that was a nice call on the way home. We was in the car and they called us and broke the news to us. And couldn't be happier. I don't like her being crippled up. She's not one you want to tie down. It's like a wild stallion, you know?
She's a hard worker, and she's used to going all the time. I tell you, though, those hip surgeries, they can really get you in, and you're back on your feet right away, you know? And I knew this has been several years ago, but an older lady fell and broke her hip, and they did surgery either that afternoon or the next day, replaced her hip, and had her walking by the following day. So it's pretty amazing.
There are no minor surgeries, but we was reading about it today. They can do it in a couple of different ways. One, I think, is with a spinal block, and the other one, they put you to sleep. I don't know which one they'll do on Bernice, but they said that as soon as she can walk up 3 steps, which is what we have to our house, that they'll let her go home the next day.
Certainly praying for you guys that all goes really well. the best it can go. And I think I'd rather go to sleep and wake up and have it all done than to be laying there not feeling anything but having to endure whatever was going on.
Two of us, Shane. I've talked to people that's had those, and they say there's nothing to it, but it's just not my cup of tea. You know, they put up a block or a blanket where you don't see it, but that's a 10 or 12-inch incision there, and I'd be thinking about cutting up a round steak back when I was a kid working in the butcher shop, and I don't think I'd like the feeling of that.
Okay, yeah, and if they use any kind of tools or any kind of power equipment, which I imagine they probably would, you'd hear all that.
Well, I used to work in the operating room, Shane, there my last year when I worked in a hospital. And you hear those guys in there beating on things. And I seen the kits. They have a kit. It's a square box. And they have different kits for different surgeries. And I had to go in and work on the thing that sterilized the tools and all of that. And these two ladies, that's all they done is make up those kits. And there were a zillion different sizes of Hootie Dooties and Wicker Bills inside of that kit. So if they needed a certain size screw or a certain size this, they could just reach in there. And actually, the operating room was just, you know, a big set of lights and normal oxygen. And, there was a bunch of those colonoscopes and endoscopes hanging there along the wall. And they're different sized ones. And they'd come out of there, and it was like 56 degrees in that operating room. And they'd be sweating, Shane. And you'd hear them buzz saws going or whatever, their Dremel tools. Yeah, it's scary. Yeah, it's a scary thing.
Back in 2005, I slipped. We had an ice storm, and I slipped on my front porch, shattered my right wrist, and they put a pin in it and with four screws. The pin went inside the bone, you know, in my arm, and it came out above the wrist and anchored on top of the wrist, but also the two screws in the back went through the bone of my arm and anchored into the bone of the part that was inside. And a couple years later, I started having a lot of pain. I couldn't even turn the ignition key. It would hurt so bad. And so they checked it out and said, well, we don't see any arthritis, but, you know, we can try taking that pin back out. Normally, they're permanent. So we decided on that. And sometime during the surgery, I woke up and I could feel my arm being yanked on. I didn't feel any pain, but I could tell. And then I heard somebody say, he's awake. And then I don't remember anything after that. But when I went back for my checkup or follow-up after that, the doctor said, you know, I was kind of excited because we've never taken one of those out before. And I was kind of curious how it would do. And he goes, that thing was fused in there. He said, you want to know how we got it out? And he turned and pointed to the wall behind him, and he had a boat hook hanging on the wall. And he said, I had a piece of cord tied to that pin, and I had the other end hooked in that boat hook, and I was yanking on it. But that's why, I said, that's why my underarm was bruised, because it was being yanked on and pulled against the table. But I'm glad I had a lot of pain medicine for that.
GR, that doesn't sound like any party. Yeah, I was, the boss called Mom. I was at the computer, and he said, you mind going out and helping spread some ice melt? He said, those nurses are going out in the parking lot, and they're crawling out to their cars in order to smoke a cigarette. And I, why would they do that, you know, Steve? And he says, well, there's black ice out there, and they can't do without their cigarettes. But anyways, you wouldn't think that at a hospital, but there were some of them that did smoke. So I went out there, and I was throwing the ice melt in front of my feet, and I went up in the air about, felt like 3 or 4 feet, and like somebody body slammed me. And I was, probably 10 yards from the front door of the emergency room. and they sent out two guys to try to get to me from the maintenance department, and they couldn't make it. I mean, it was raining ice, and there was cars all over the road out there. So they went back and they got four guys, and they found a gurney. They come out and I said, "Tom, we're going to put you on the gurney." I said, "No, you can't move me." I was laying there face up with ice all over me. And they said, "Why not?" I said, "I have a backboard." So they went back, and they come back a little while later, and they took four of them on the gurney, or they couldn't hold it. And they said, "Tom, all the backboards are used up." They throwed me on the gurney, and my shoulder was knocked out of joint 2 inches. Tore the labrum, tore the rotator cuff. I had a big incision down my stomach, and I got four little hernias on that, and two down there where you normally get them. So they had to fix six of those hernias at one time, and then do the shoulder surgery later. It also messed up my back a little, but I went back to work in 2 weeks. I just couldn't lift anything.
That ice will get you. I was trying to help my mother-in-law down the steps. We got down to the last step, and I let go of the handrail. And you know what she did? She got up. Well, she didn't fall. She walked back up the steps, got my wife, walked back down the steps with her. So then after that, I just said, I think she pushed me. That's what I would say. You remember when you pushed me down the steps and I broke my arm?
Yeah, I bet she appreciates that. Well, I was worried about them screws, too. I got, I think, four of them in my shoulder. And then I got, and it still hurts if I do overhead work. I put up a fluorescent light the other day, and oh my, I'm getting older, Shane, that's what it is. But down in my left foot, I fell off a 3-foot ladder when I was pulling wire. The feast tape that pulls the wire is metal, and it broke. And I landed on this big, huge cable that they lifted these kilns with. And it landed right in my arch, my foot. Well, I'd worked there around 30 years at that time. But at any rate, I'd never had a workman's comp claim. And so they started giving me some static. So I just went up to the vice president of the company. And I said, "Tim, I need my foot fixed." And I said, "The HR lady's giving me a bad time, Opal." He picked up the phone and called her, and he said, "You fix Rouse's foot, and I don't want to hear any more from him about it." And they did, but it's hurt the rest of my life anyways. I think that was back around, before the year 2000. But there's a screw in there, Shane, and it's 3.5 inches long, and it starts at the back of your heel, and it goes up through your ankle. And I told that doctor one day, I said, they took an x-ray of it. She said, "You got a pretty good sized screw in there. It's called a subtalar fusion." And I said, "Yeah, you guys put a 3.5 inch sheetrock screw in there." "Oh, no." He got flustered. He said, that's not a sheetrock screw, Tom." He says, "That's surgical stainless or titanium or something like that." And I said, "Well, doctor," I said, "you took the bait." And I said, "It ought to have been gold for $20,000.
Funny. That titanium is expensive. They actually let me go home with that titanium pin, I guess since I paid for it, or my insurance paid for a good bit of it. It was mine to keep. But I don't even know where it is anymore. I probably threw it away. It was an interesting to look at for a little while, but... Tom, every time I talk to you, you tell me about another injury. You must have something in every part of your body there.
You, Shane. But thank the good Lord, I'm not looking at the roses from the root side. And so I've been awfully lucky. I had a surgery one time for my gallbladder. And I told that doctor, and he was Spanish, I said, "You ought to give me some vitamin K before you take that gallbladder out." "Oh, we'll take care of all that." Well, they didn't. Bottom line, I told the nurse, I told the hospital, and they done the surgery, and I bled. And the next day, they come in, well, we got to make a little incision. I said, no, you'll cut me wide open all the way up the center, and you'll stop the bleeding in there. So I lost about 2 weeks' work instead of going back to work in 2 or 3 days, you know, like you usually do from gallbladder. And 2 years later, you have a 25% chance of adhesions after a surgery. I did. And I went in the doctor's office, and my feet and hands were uncontrollable. And he looked at me and hollered at me. He said, Tom, the only time you come in to see me is when you're ready for an ambulance. He said, I'll call the ambulance. I said, no. I said, you roll me out in the wheelchair there to the car. And I said, the wife can drive across the street for $400 for an ambulance. And they did. And, it's not called adhesions. Anyways, it's like a spider web. And where the incision was, it growed around my intestines, and it cut them off. And I laid there from 10 o'clock in the morning until 9:30 that night. And the doctor come in from Parsons, Kansas, back over to where we was in Pittsburgh. He says, he thumped me on the stomach, and he says, they take an x-ray of that, Tom. And I said, yeah, an abdominal one. And wait just a minute. And he walked out in the hall, and the x-rays were all up on those white screens. He says, well, you was number four, but he says, now you're number one. And the guys grabbed me and ran me to the operating room, and I said, well, what's the diagnosis? He says, well, she's probably got a busted gut. If that's the case, you got peritonitis. I said, doctor, I've been around a while. And I said, you're talking about gangrene, and I don't like that. He said, no, you won't, Tom. Thank God it hadn't busted, Shane. That was quite an episode, too.
Amazing stories out of them, but it's tough going through that. I have not... I spent one night in the hospital, and it was from a headache that I had for about a week. It was pretty bad. But that's the only time I've been there, and then that one surgery on my broken arm. That's it, and I hope to keep it that way. But Tom, I'm in the driveway, so I'm going to go in. I think Beth's got some spaghetti that she cooked for me today, so I'm looking forward to that. You and Bernice have a good evening. I appreciate the ride home. I always enjoy talking to you. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. I don't mean to share all my horror stories with you, but I got a couple more. I had about four times that I come pretty close to meeting our maker. Shoot, well, enjoy your evening. You got to work tomorrow in that rain?
I'll be in, and at least I get to stay in the cab most of the time, but I'll have to get out and swap trailers and things like that.
Well, we'll be thinking of you. You be careful out there, Shane. It's supposed to be over by noon, I think, but pretty rough in the morning. So Kendra says on channel 21 on Fox. Good evening, Shane. Maybe I'll catch you later. N4ZLK and 0TR73.
N4ZLK.